When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about why you feel so confused during and after a relationship with a narcissistic person. Or like I said, and when I say during or after a relationship with a narcissistic person, I mean it could be your parent, could be your friend, could be a family member. But typically it's going to be, you know, a lot of times it's going to be an intimate partner, your spouse, your spouse or your partner, whoever and whatnot. You know what I mean? So why you feel so confused? Of course, the confusion is understandable, y'all. And it's like I tell so many people, like so many, y'all, I'm not the same. So many people like, I'm not the same person. I've changed so much after this relationship. I've changed so much being in this household. I've changed so much. I'm so confused. I feel like I've lost my mind. I feel like I've lost my identity. And this typically happens when I'm talking to people over Zoom or it's in my comment section. So over Zoom, people will ask me like, I'll ask them, so how long were you in this relationship? And they'll say something along the lines of, well, the relationship was, 3 years and whatnot. I said, so 3 years, almost exactly 3 years. And they're like, yeah, 3 years. How long have you been out of it? I've been no contact about 36 days. You know, you celebrate the no contact and whatnot. So I tell people, so you've been out of it for 36 days, right? They're like, yeah, you were in it for 3 years. Yeah. I do the quick math. I say, so 3 years is 1,095 days. There's 365 days in a year. So you were inside the relationship for 1,095 days. You've been out of it for 36 days. You see, the time doesn't even match up, right? The time doesn't even match up. They're like, yeah, but I feel like I should be further along in my healing. I should be further along on my journey and whatnot. And I tell people, like, do not rush your healing process, y'all. I know it can be frustrating. I know you get sick and tired of thinking about this toxic ass person. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But do not rush your healing. Because when you rush your healing, you skip steps in your healing journey. You skip steps. And guess what happened? Once you skip a step, you skip right into another toxic relationship. You're like, wee, like, I'm skipping. I'm like, hey, slow down. Stop skipping. Just walk a little bit. No, I'm skipping, Lee. I'm tired of this healing journey. I'm just skipping. And you skip right into another toxic relationship. Because you're rushing. I know y'all got the image in your head there. You got the image of you, of me just like, slow down. Stop skipping. Just walk. Walk through this healing. You'll be okay. And then, you just skip on skipping. You skip right into the arms of another narcissist. another toxic person. Another abusive person, whatever it is, and people, I know this sounds goofy, y'all, but that's how it goes a lot of times when I'm talking to people, so I tell people all the time, just like, don't rush your healing process. And of course, the time doesn't make that. So you were in a toxic relationship for 1,095 days, 3 years, however long you were in it, right? However long you were in the relationship, do this math real quick, y'all. Think about it like this real quick. You were in a relationship for 3 years, 1,095 days. Let's just say you ate horrible for 3 years straight. Let's say you ate Doritos and ice cream to excess for 3 years straight. You ate McDonald's every single day. You ate fast food every single day. You didn't exercise for 3 years straight. You're going to see changes, correct? Your body is going to change. You're not going to be the same. Your energy is going to go down, correct? A thousand plus days of eating badly, correct? So your body is going to change. Your energy is going to change, right? So why, if your body changes if you don't treat your body well for 3 years, of course it's going to change and not look the same. You're not going to feel like the same person anymore. So why do you think it should be different when you come to your mind? Why should it be different when you come to your mind? If you eat badly for 3 years, your body is going to change. So what happens if you're in a toxic, gaslighting ass, manipulative relationship for 3 years? Why wouldn't your mind change? And when your mind changes, your physical part changes too. You might eat more. You might eat less. You might go out more. You might go out less. You might drink more. You might drink less. You might get addicted to toxic to some substances or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Why wouldn't your mind change, y'all? If you've been in a toxic, even if you've only been in it for a year of eating bad messes with your body, so a year of being in a bad relationship, an emotionally abusive relationship, physically abusive sometimes, it's going to change you as well, wouldn't it? Doesn't that make sense? So stop beating yourself up and stop trying to rush the healing journey. Why would you do that? I mean, I understand why you would do that. So that's me kind of logging up. That's the lack of empathy kicks in sometimes, y'all. So I understand cognitively why you would do it. So I get that part right there. You know, I understand it. Like why you would do it. You're tired of feeling this. You're like, why? I'm tired of sitting in these feelings. I'm tired of sitting in this hurt. I'm tired of sitting in this pain. I'm tired of giving so much energy to this toxic ass person who ruined my life for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, however long it was. You know, it could have been just six. Yeah, it could have been a relationship for 6 months. Your mind can change in 6 months. Can you start eating bad today with your body? I know the mind and body are totally different, y'all, but just this is me just trying to give you an example of how you, if you do something consistently over 3 years, a year, you can do something consistently over 6 months, it's going to change your body. It can change your mind. You see what I'm saying? So I'm telling this to people all the time. Do not beat yourself up because you're still thinking about this person weeks, months, years later. It's okay. It's okay. It's not okay to go back into the toxicity, but it's okay. It's understandable to think about it. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to feel like a different person when you come out of it. It's understandable. But if that's true, if you can feed bad stuff to your body for 3 years, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 6 months, whatever, and your body changes it and your mind changes within a certain amount of time, if you can treat your mind badly or that person, that toxic person, can assist, you know, that toxic person can treat you badly and lead to, like I said, gaslighting. And it's been proven, y'all. They've done proven studies where being a victim of emotional abuse, toxic abuse, gaslighting or whatever can cause brain damage. So if you've been in an emotionally abusive relationship for 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years sometimes, it makes sense. So if you've been in it for this long and your mind has been changed, it makes sense. But if you can treat it badly, the opposite can be true as well, right? So if you eat badly for 30 days, your body is going to change. So what about if you eat good? What about if you eat good and exercise? Will your body change as well? Your body will change in a positive way. You see what I'm saying? What if you eat good and exercise? If you feed your mind good for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, won't your mind and body change? So you have to start feeding yourself the good stuff. You've been fed this bad stuff, mental, physical, for years, months, years, days, whatever. But now it's time to start feeding yourself the good stuff. Why not feed yourself the good stuff? Yeah, sometimes the good stuff is harder to eat. Sometimes it's harder to eat an apple than it is some ice cream. Be real. So it makes sense. It'd be easier to go back into the toxic relationship sometimes because the pain hurts so bad, because your mind hurts so bad, than it is to stay strong, write in the journal to help redevelop that self-love. I have a self-love journal dedicated to helping people rebuild their self-love and image after a toxic relationship dynamic, you know what I mean? Or just because you want self-love. You know, the self-love journal is available on Amazon, y'all. Lee Hammack Self-Love. So why would you have to start feeding yourself the good stuff? You have to start reading good literature. You have to start watching good videos to heal. You have to start feeding yourself the good stuff, because if you fed yourself the bad stuff for so long, you had this mental, physical changes. Why can't you feed yourself the good stuff and have mental, physical changes? This is kind of why sometimes, y'all, you see people in a toxic relationship, they gain weight, they lose a lot of weight or whatever, but when they get out of it, they get healthy again. Because you're feeding your mind better stuff. You're feeding your body better stuff. Sometimes you feel like you held back and stifled in toxicity while you're in this toxicity. Your mama, your daddy held you back for years. Like I said earlier, it doesn't have to be an intimate partnership. It could be your parent holding you back. It could be your big brother or your little sister holding you back, make you feel guilty about certain things. It doesn't always have to be a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It can be a brother, sister, aunt, cousin, nephew, niece, whoever. Social media influencer who you have a parasocial relationship with. You see what I'm saying? Oh, that's a good video right there, y'all. Parasocial relationships and narcissists. Oh, that was a good that was a good video, y'all. Parasocial narcissism. Y'all gonna see a video about that pretty soon. Narcissism. Oh, I'm gonna love that. That's gonna be a good one coming up here pretty soon. But yeah, y'all, so you see the dynamic. You understand. You see the dynamic. you understand the subtle intricacies of how the mind works, how the body works. So you have to feed and do your treat yourself better, because it makes sense that you feel this way. Do not beat yourself up. Feed yourself the good stuff. Journal, write stuff down, watch videos, go exercise, do whatever it takes to get this, do whatever it takes to move your body sometimes. Because sometimes y'all rumination, thinking about this person, is in the body. Sometimes if you when people are like, I cannot stop thinking about this person. I was like, what are you doing when you think about them the most? I'm just sitting on the couch or the corner of the couch, and they pop up in my head. I was like, when your body has associated some trauma to that couch corner right there. Get up, move away. When you sit down right there and you feel the thoughts come back, the thoughts of this, your ex or your mama, your daddy, whoever pop up, the trauma memories, the ruminations start to creep in. Get your ass up, jump around, dance, do something to invigorate you and change your mindset, change your mental state, you know, because a lot of times rumination is in the body. If you sit in this crazy ass chair, you know, sometimes rumination is in the house. That's why you see people burning sage, sometimes. I'm not telling you burn sage to get the toxicity out of your house. But sometimes, if that's what you're into, burn some sage. Sometimes you might have to throw the furniture away. Sometimes you might have to remodel the house. Sometimes you might have to move. Sometimes the rumination or the spirit of toxicity is still in the same household, y'all. Sometimes you have to break free, get out of it. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode, y'all. Like I said, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. I have a new vlog series that I'm doing for the members of the channel, y'all. The channel memberships, hit the join button or go into the description of every video. Self-Love Journal is available. Like and subscribe for more. And like I said, y'all, if you made it this far, drop a comment, drop a bell in the comment section. Orlando, Florida, meetup workshop is coming up on May the 20th. Check it out, May the 20th. Link is in the description as well. Mental Illness is out. Peace.